Practice.
Good morning, and just help you drowning. You seem to be floundering for information.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hello, Doctor.
Good morning. I've been my rounds at the Mucking Mire, and I am here to promote the Dr. Malpractice suit. Look at this here,
is
underneath my
very
white
resplendent
jacket.
Resplendent, the picture of sartorial eloquence.
It's not made of elephant at all.
Oh, it's eloquence, is it?
Eloquence, yes. Here's the cuffs and the collar and the back.
And the back, it's got strings in the back, like tie strings.
It's amazing.
Well, here I am. I have a little limerick. Some of you now are falling into the category of
snifflers.
Like that. Yes, sniffles and colds. And here's one of the things you can think about while you're trying not to get a cold. Little limerick.
What?
A limerick.
Oh, limerick, yeah.
And now, if you have a terrible cold in your stop.
Head.
What?
Come on, you guys.
If you have a terrible cold in your head, and it's making you a wreck.
Right.
To keep it from going into your chest, just tie a knot in your neck.
I like that.
You can remember that and how not to get a cold in your chest. Most amazing thing in the world happened yesterday. I was in my office, and I got a frantic beep, 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 beep on my thing here. Go answer one of the hospital house phones. A call coming in for me. Pick up the phone. It's a woman. She's frantic.
Uh-oh. Gynecology problem, I guess.
Not exactly, no. She said, Dr. Malpractice, you're the only one I could turn to. My son, he swallowed a bullet. What should I do?
Swallowed a bullet?
Incredible.
So, what was your medical advice then?
My advice was, give him plenty of castor oil and keep him pointed at the floor.